how pissed are the cops going to be tomorrow. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Sergeant Otis Baskins, Naugatuck Police, on. What changes tomorrow, Sergeant?
Well, there's so many changes, but I don't think the changes that are going into effect tomorrow are the bigger things that we worried about down the road, because this is just the first step.
Gotcha. We're talking about the recently passed reform bill?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Give me like the top three things that you hate about it.
Well, I want to say I hate it, but I just have concerns. And the biggest concern is the safety for the people that we serve and the safety of officers. And then the overall, how should I say this? The overall, the people are trying to leave at this point in terms of police officers on duty right now. People are retiring early. People are leaving to look at other opportunities and different other than law enforcement, because they don't have the backing of our lawmakers. And
isn't that weird that the people who are making the laws that you have to enforce aren't backing the people who have to enforce the laws?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's bizarre world.
Yeah.
It's bizarre because when you think about it, okay, we're following the laws that you wrote for how many years? And I've been doing this job for 14. I've been on a SWAT team for 10 years, a fire instructor for 6, use of force instructor.
And thank you.
I've only been a sergeant for the last year, but FTO, field training officer, I've been at almost every level, except higher than me, of course, which is the lieutenant. But I've been doing this job and been around people enough. And the majority of us are doing a good job, especially here in Connecticut. And it's unfortunate that this law was rushed. It's punitive, and it was poorly written. And it's based on what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd, Georgia with Brooks in the Wendy's parking lot, and Louisville with Breonna Taylor. All were tragic. But let's start looking at stuff that happened here and how we can make Connecticut better, and not just looking at it as being punitive and trying to be hold officers accountable. How about addressing maybe some reform that address training and resources so we can do a better job and stay ahead of the game like a lot of states are.
Well,
we are one of that do a good job.
Sergeant, I think you're looking for leadership in Hartford when we have people who are reactors. Right. So headline, people upset. Let's react to that.
Yeah.
They've talked about community policing a lot, which is great. But how many of these people, these lawmakers who wrote or voted for this police reform, actually got in a police car and did a ride along?
If looking at this bill, the ones who were involved in it, I don't think any have, or if they did, they didn't do it long enough to listen to understand.
Okay.
One of the things that troubles me is like the traffic stop. The restrictions they put on traffic stops. So during motor vehicle investigation, we can no longer go beyond the stop by asking passengers in the vehicle for identification.
Now isn't that how you catch a lot of bad guys or girls, like murderers or people who are wanted for stuff?
It's not just catching the bad guys. It's about identifying people who are runaways inside the cars. Protective orders, when people are going through a domestic violence situation, those people can be in the passenger seat, and I'm able to, you know, catch that person who violated that order. It could be suspects of an active investigation, outstanding warrants, like you said, information about people in the car that are known to carry weapons and be violent towards police. That's valuable information for me. It's valuable information for the people inside the vehicle because they may not know, or maybe they're in a situation where they're trying to get out, and we cannot go beyond that if it's just a motor vehicle stop by simply asking for ID of everyone in the car, because a motor vehicle stop is a seizure and nobody's free to leave until the stop is over, but I can't identify people who are in the car.
That's scary.
Very scary. Yeah.
Very scary.
Sergeant Baskins is on Naugatuck Police. We're talking about this police reform bill that went through. I think that if I'm a murderer on the run, I'm just always going to be in the passenger seat. Like, I'm never going to drive a car.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
You know? I'll take an Uber.
Right.
Take an Uber.
Under the radar, basically.
Jeez. Yep. You're right.
Yeah.
Take an Uber. I mean, and the other part that concerns me, that we can't even ask, let me repeat this, ask for consent to search for drugs, weapons, guns, anything like that. We cannot ask a person that question. Just asking that person the question we look at the person's response, we kind of read them and kind of go forward from there if we're going to move any further than that. But sometimes they simply think we won't find the items, and we do. In most cases, I already have probable cause to search the vehicle, but I still ask just to be polite. And so I don't escalate the situation. I always ask, hey, yeah. Even if I'm going to arrest somebody, hey, can you turn around, put your hands around your back? You know, I always ask a second time.
You know, we do a lot of dumbass news stories.
When you're parked on the sidewalk, you got an idea, yeah.
Somebody has a broken taillight with like 30 pounds of coke in the trunk.
Yeah.
And then they submit to a search.
Yeah.
Right?
So
can I search the vehicle?
Yeah.
I think the answer is no.
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 Nothing to see. Here, we're good.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, so it really limits us. I mean, yes, we are going to have to work harder. I think we can. But at the same time, why are we limiting us to doing a job that protects the community?
Well, you're from Naugatuck, right? How do people in the big cities, how do citizens feel about this? They must feel like they get harassed a lot, no?
I think the people in our town and most towns and throughout Connecticut, they support us. They're very respectful. Even me working a road job, they're bringing me water, they're bringing me food.
That's good.
They have nothing but nice things to say. And it's, I don't watch the news anymore because on the news it tells a different thing about.
They have a different agenda. They have to make us feel like the world's on fire, and if we don't watch the news, we're going to miss something.
Yeah, the police are not our enemies, they're our friends.
Yeah, and they have always a storyline that they're like, there has to be a, like, it's an old Hollywood movie. There's a black hat. And there's a white
villain, and the good guy.
Yeah, Star Wars, Darth Vader's wearing black.
Exactly, right, okay. Right.
So going to work is actually comforting for me. You know, I go to work, and I go to the businesses in the schools and in the places that I'm familiar with, and they're familiar with me, and I kind of forget about what's going on in the world because generally the people in my community that I work for, the communities that I visit and go back to where I grew up, where I originally grew up in Derby, like all the police in the areas, the community around the area, they really support us. They're on our social media pages. They're showing support. And of course they have questions like anybody else would when the media puts out information that's maybe not 100% there.
Yeah.
They question it. But once they find out all the details, then they kind of back off and they got to know that. Most of them know that every officer, most officers are good people. I mean, this is something we do. It's not who we are.
It's a calling.
I
agree with you. Sergeant Baskins is on Naugatuck Police. We're talking about this, the new rules that are going to go into effect starting tomorrow, but through the course of the next year. And, you know, what's weird to me? It seems like most of the state is normal, but the folks that are the angriest get all the attention. So if you were to watch the news, you would think that the whole place is on fire.
It's a tiny percentage.
And these folks in Hartford reacted to like a small percentage of people who are the most angry.
Yeah.
Squeaky
wheels. Normal people are going about their lives, and they're pretty cool with how things are working.
We love the cops too, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem at all.
Doesn't that seem weird to you?
It does.
What do you think that's all about?
I don't know. It's election season. Unfortunately, I don't get into politics.
Good, then vote them out.
One side or the other. I'm not one or the other. But it's clear that they think this is the voice of the people, but it's not. The silent majority, or people try to, not even a silent majority, people try to call up and voice their opinions and do petitions, but they didn't want to hear anybody. Police officers like myself. I wasn't a police officer all my life. You know, I'm 44 now? I became an officer at 30, okay? So there was a time where I wasn't an officer. So I know what it's like to be an African-American growing up in the community. I know what it's like to live in Connecticut. I know
do you get what they're saying?
But
as an African-American young guy who wasn't a cop, were you getting pulled over and maybe treated differently?
From my experiences, I've had really good experiences. I've had some bad experiences, but bad experiences because it was a bad officer, not because I didn't think that I thought they were racist. Maybe they didn't do their job the right way.
Right, just and jerks in a bad mood. I've got
exactly.
That.
Exactly, and I think we face that. I think
we get every day.
Are you talking about us right now?
No. They're folks on the phone, too.
But people like myself, we took on this job to do this job so we can make a change, so we could be that change of person who can interact with the community, who going to be respectful and respected. And a lot of us are doing that, and a lot of the young guys are doing it for the same reason, because they don't like the narrative that's being portrayed, so they want to get out there and show that, hey, we know how to do this job right, and we are doing this right.
All right, so let me ask you something. All these new rules that are going to come into effect, Now, you were mentioning that, you know, you're going to, some bad guys are going to get away. Some runaways are going to slip through. Some weapons are going to slip through. Is there anything in there that you feel like, wow, man, this is really going to put us in danger?
Well, I feel like the use of deadly force section, where they made some changes specifically, which is, it's hard to even, let me explain it to you.
It's the chokehold thing, right?
Not the chokehold thing, because that's obvious. Okay, you only could use a chokehold if you can use deadly force. That's obvious, okay? But it is the only way we can use deadly force is if we exhaust reasonable alternatives. What does that mean? Because what I look at it as, if somebody is pointing a gun at me and about to use deadly force, I have to exhaust reasonable alternatives to de-escalate the situation before I can rise to the level of using deadly force.
That sounds dangerous.
I'm
for
going
cops.
Boom, 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 boom. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think if a gun comes out, that's it. It's over. Yeah. We are now in the deadly force air arena.
Yeah.
What about this? Seems like it's written for some of these situations with the cars. They try to come at you with the car, and then maybe the person driving the car coming at the police officer ends up dead.
Okay.
No, I'm asking.
Question. Go ahead.
Do you know what I'm saying with that one? That one's.
Repeat that. Sorry.
Yeah, that. It sounds like that one's written for when somebody gets behind the wheel of a car during a traffic stop and drives towards the officer.
It tries to ram you.
That's not how it's written. It's written is just basic how when he or she can is justified in using deadly force. It was he or she reasonably believes such use to be necessary to defend himself or a third person from the use of imminent use of deadly force. He or she has to exhaust the reasonable alternative to the use of deadly force.
Boy, who'd want to sign up for this?
Seriously. You know?
And that's the problem. And then the other section portion of the bill, it states that the force employed can't create no substantial risk or injury to a third party. So if somebody else gets injured while I'm about to use deadly force, I didn't create the situation where I started to do a criminal act. If somebody else gets injured, I could be held liable.
What the hell?
Does that make sense?
Unreal.
No. You know what's weird, too? Sergeant Baskin, Naugatuck Police Department's on. The politicians who wrote this didn't do any ride-alongs, right? Doesn't sound like they watched any body cam footage of what you men and women go through.
Yeah.
They didn't bring in any cops to help write this. And I know if you're going to write up procedures of brain surgery, I'd like a brain surgeon in writing that.
You've been there before.
Someone who's experiencing that.
I have no idea.
Not someone who graduated law school by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah.
Right? And they won't even be photographed with you guys. It's
sad.
I scratch my head.
I scratch lower.
So listen, I got to go, but anything we could do to help, please let us know, and we'll have you back on. You're a great guest, and thank you for your service
to
the police department.
No, thank you. I want to thank you for having me, and I want to thank senators like Logan for making this bill a lot better than it initially was. I hope to continue to get some support from you guys and the community and lawmakers, or hopefully they'll bring us to the table and maybe get a special session.
They should.
To write this over, to amend this public act.
Sergeant Baskins, Naugatuck Police, thanks for coming on. And AJ sometimes speeds through your town. So,
But it's okay.
Say hi to him next time you pull him
over. It's okay, though.
AJ, I saw you at a stand up one time in the town.
See, there you go.
Was he wearing flip flops?
You were great.
I probably was, yes.
He was in flip flops. He was.
Sergeant, thank you for coming on. Appreciate it.